Hello, welcome back to Magic Woods. This story is called Kitty's Super Suit. Well, one day Kitty complained to Mama. She said, "Mama, how come Doggy gets a super suit and I don't? I'd be a better hero, honestly." I'd fight bad guys and save the world and rescue kittens from trees. Please, Mama, I know you have the power of creation now. Please, can you give me a super suit? All right, Kitty, I will give you a super suit. And Kitty went, "Oh, what? I was kind of only kidding." But first, I want to go over the rules with you. Kitty said, "Rules? Okay, Meowmy, what are the rules?" Mama said, "You must only use the super suit to help others, not just to make yourself look good." And Kitty said, "Okay, that's fine." And she thought, "I bet I'll look good just by helping others, so that's an easy rule to agree to." And then Mama said, "The other rule is you must not use your super suit to fight the pumpkin." Kitty said, "Why not?" Mama said, "I don't know. My heart just tells me that would be a very bad idea." Kitty said, all right, Meowmy, I agree to the rules. Can I have a super suit now?" Mama said, "Okay, here." Pew! And she shot lightning at the ground by Kitty's feet. Wah! And then there was a folded super suit lying on the ground where the lightning had struck. It was basically the opposite of Doggy's super suit. Kitty's super suit was blue with a red cape, instead of red with a blue cape. And Kitty said, "Thanks, Meowmy." But Mama had already gone. And she went, "Oh, I can't wait to try this." And she put on the super suit and looked down herself and said, "Whoa, I look so cool. I'm a superhero. Super Kitty." And then she went over to a boulder and said, "I wonder if I have super strength. Kitty karate, yeah." She did one chop and cracked the huge boulder in half. And she went, "Whoa, cool, I have super strength. I wonder if I can fly." And she lifted her arms and jumped into the sky. And she was instantly flying, perfectly, not all crazy like Doggy flew. She was flying through the sky, dun-da-da-da, flying above the trees of Magic Woods, looking for evildoers to fight, or animals to save, dun-da-da-da. And she flew all over Magic Woods, but didn't see anything. There was no one who needed rescuing. There were no bad guys around anymore. And finally, after a day of flying over Magic Woods and looking for stuff to do, she came back home, and she took off the supersuit and put it in her drawer of her bureau, and she said, "Well, what good is having a supersuit if there's no bad guys or bad things happening, Meowmy?" And she thought, "No one even saw me wearing it. Oh, well." On the next day, Kitty was in an oddball game with her team, the Macaroni Mets. They were playing against the Crisscross Cavaliers. And usually Kitty was the best player, but that day, she didn't play so well. She struck out once, and she got tagged out at second base. And Jimmy Crisscross, who was a mean bear on the other team, said, "Hey, Kitty, you're getting kind of old and weak. You're not so good at playing oddball anymore. Maybe you should retire and join the town elders or something." And the other animals on the Crisscross Cavaliers laughed. Kitty went, And Bunny said, "Kitty, don't worry. We all have off days." But Kitty thought, "Meowmy, I never want to have another off day." And then she got an idea. The next time they were going to play an oddball game, Kitty put on her super suit. But then she put her oddball team uniform on over the super suit, so nobody could see she was wearing a super suit. And to have a little bit of the super suit's power available, she rolled up the sleeves just a little bit, the sleeves of her uniform, so a little bit of the super suit was showing. But it was a hot day, and Kitty started sweating wearing these two layers of clothes. And when Kitty came to the oddball field, she was sweating a lot. And Doggy said, "Oh, Kitty, why are you wearing long underwear under your oddball uniform?" Kitty said, "I'm just a little chilly, okay?" "Okay." Well, that day, because Kitty had the secret power of the supersuit helping her, she played really well in the oddball game. When Jimmy Crisscross hit a ball to left field, Kitty jumped 10 feet into the air to catch it, and Jimmy Crisscross was out. And everyone went, "Whoa, did you see how high Kitty jumped? Kitty, how did you do that?" And Kitty said, "Meowmy, I've just been, you know, exercising and taking vitamins." "Wow." And then when Kitty was up to bat, she hit the ball so hard, It was a billiard ball from a pool game, by the way. She hit the ball so hard that the bat broke in two. And the ball went shrieking through the sky all the way out to the weird lands. And everyone went, whoa! And then Kitty ran around the bases at super speed in about 2 seconds. And everyone went, wow! And Bunny said, Kitty, how are you doing all these things? It's incredible. Kitty said, oh, meow, meow, it's just, you know, exercise and vitamins. She went, wow. Well, that day, Kitty's team won 27-0. And then the Crisscross Cavaliers left the field, and Jimmy Crisscross said, oh, good game, Kitty. And Kitty said, hey, yeah, it was. And Doggy said, Kitty, I can't believe how well you played today. You were like a superhero or something. Kitty went, yeah, or something. But you know, meow, meow, it's just exercise and vitamins. Well, they were walking alone together, Kitty, Doggy, and Bunny. But instead of floating to the pumpkin's time, the pumpkin suddenly appeared in the forest in their time. And he rolled out of the woods and he slammed into Bunny. Oh, knocked her down. And Doggy said, oh, no fear, the pumpkin found a way to get to our time. And then the pumpkin whacked into Doggy. Oh, knocked him down. And then the pumpkin hit Kitty. And Kitty pretended to be weak and let the pumpkin knock her down because she remembered Mama's warning about not using the super suit to fight the pumpkin. And then they were all knocked down on the ground. Oh, and the pumpkin said, now I will turn you three to stone and destroy you. And he shot a pumpkin seed out of his mouth at Bunny. But Kitty used her super suit power and blew the pumpkin seed away with a super breath. And the pumpkin seed went flying into the woods and hit a gigantic tree and turned the gigantic tree to stone. And then it was too heavy to sit upon the earth. And huge stone branches started to break and crash down to the earth. It was like the sky was falling. And the pumpkin looked at Kitty and was scared. And then Kitty rushed forward quick and grabbed the pumpkin and threw him all the way up to the clouds. And then she grabbed one of the giant stone branches that had fallen off the tree and held it ready like an oddball bat. And Bunny said, Kitty, what are you doing? And Doggy said, I think she's going for a home run. And then the pumpkin came back to earth. Ah! And Kitty swung the bat and hit the pumpkin so hard that he splattered into pieces. The biggest piece went all the way out across Magic Woods, all the way to Westland. And the pumpkin was dead, obviously. And Doggy said, wow, Ruffy, I need to start exercising and taking vitamins too. And then they heard, Mama appeared in the sky. And Doggy said, Mama, guess what? Kitty just killed the pumpkin, and for good this time, because now the ropes, or the king and queen, or whatever they are, aren't going to bring him back alive anymore. Ruffy, Kitty's a hero. And Mama said, I suppose she is. But Kitty, remember the rules? Kitty said, rules, Meowmy? What rules? To not use your super suit to make yourself look good? Or to fight the pumpkin? And Kitty said, oh, yeah, those rules. And Bunny said, oh, Kitty, you have a super suit? And Kitty said, oh, yeah, yeah, Meowmy, sorry about that. But, Mama, it's good that I used the super suit to fight the pumpkin. He's dead now, and he can't come back alive. That may be, but you still broke the rules, and that is why, I am going to take the super suit away from you. No, Meowmy! Mama zapped Kitty with lightning. And both her team outfit and her super suit disappeared. She went, oh man, now I'm naked. And Bunny said, exercise and vitamins, huh? Kitty said, oh, yeah, sorry. So that's the story of how Kitty got a super suit and how she lost her super suit. But it's not the last story about the pumpkin of Magic Woods. That biggest piece of the pumpkin went all the way out to Westland, and it landed in Spring Valley on an object long thought lost, the Crown of Life. And the power of the crown brought the pumpkin back to life and made him much, much more powerful than ever. Powerful enough for him to destroy the world. Well, that's the end of the story of Kitty's Super Suit. The next story is called The Curse of Lavamuck. Good night.